insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 224th up to the ending verses of chapter Shu'ara.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ.
And the poets, only the deviators follow them.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ.
Do you not see that in every valley they roam?
وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
And that they say what they do not do.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.
Except those poets who believe and do righteous deeds and remember Allah often and defend the Muslims after they were wronged. And those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned.
These verses were a decisive answer to the consideration of pagans who thought by their illusions that Holy Prophet is a poet and he has received satanic temptations. The point is that the Holy Quran introduces most of the poets as the erring ones, that the erring ones follow them. They change based on whatever their doctrine is, and their doctrine changes pretty much, and they do not act according to their sayings. Because the kind of poetry which is not added with taqwa, which is not added with belief, and of course it has kinds of personal feelings of the poet involved, and that's why he will be misleading others. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. The Holy Quran only talks about the kind of poetry which is based on practical aspect. But there is exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The Holy Quran is really bringing up the consciences. If there is good and beneficial word, you have to get it, you have to reach it, even from the mouth of the poets, even from the mouth of different kinds of artists, because the kind of word which is based on truth is worthy to be received. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. In some of our traditions, it is said that dhikr kathir, that the remembering Allah much, is reciting 34 times of Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. But the point is that remembering Allah is not just with our tongues, but the real remembering of Almighty Allah is when we stop committing sinful acts, when we delve into worshipping Him. This is the real kind of dhikrullah. وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. Even if you are an artist, even if you are a poet, you can defend your thoughts, you can defend the religion of Islam. So, if those kinds of arts are in the path of defending, they are not misleading and misguiding anymore.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, the Holy Quran, based on these verses, says that the thing which is criticized is misleading, is misguiding others. That is the touchstone. But the kind of poetry which saves the religion of Islam, the kind of poetry which saves the criterion, which is truth, is not misguiding anymore, and this is not condemned. At the ending part of this verse, we read, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Some commentators have tried to introduce this returning exclusively to the very fire of hell, this kind of returning, but there is no reason and evidence to limit this concept of the verse to it. But on the contrary, there may be said that the consecutive failures that they suffered in the battles of Badr and the like, and the weakness, disgrace and degradation they finally had in this world, besides the failure in the hereafter, are included in the concept of this kind of threat. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Soon those who act unjustly shall know to what final place of turning they shall turn back. However, in this verse, we studied that one of the qualities of good poets is that they remember Allah very much. Let us end our discussion over this very chapter with the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where in a tradition he says, one of the most grievous and the most important thing that Allah has enjoined people is the remembrance of Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for staying with us throughout our discussion over this chapter Shu'ara. We are done with the commentary points of this chapter. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.